When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We got a radio show to do. Speaking of which, we got to talk to our guy Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider, over on the hotline. Nate, before we talk to you about a little bit of Chiefs stuff going on, how do you feel about some Royals playoff baseball today? We know you're a big baseball guy.
Oh, of course. I'm actually working on a baseball story actually today, which I don't want to necessarily give it away, but hopefully it comes out later this week. So, no, man, it's playoff baseball. The calendar has flipped to October. So excited to see how this wild card series goes. And look, amazing intro. Now I'm like, when does the game start? I know it starts in a couple hours. But, yeah, if everything goes well, hopefully I can be out with you guys tomorrow, because you know, based on the Chiefs schedule with them playing on Monday Night Football, there's no practice, fellas. So I mean, who knows? Let's see if we can make tomorrow happen. But yeah, I'm eager to see how Vinny, Bobby, in particular, handle this level of moment. Obviously, going into a postseason game, and then look, this has been a renaissance year for Salvador Perez. So I'm probably as pleased for him as anybody on the roster. So I know there's going to be probably a moment or two where he's going to be asked to be clutch. And, you know, I don't expect anything to be different than what he did in 2014, 2015.
All right, I do want to ask you about where things stand on the Chiefs front, though. I think all eyes are centered around Rashee Rice, of course, and that injury that he suffered out in L.A. on Sunday. But what's weird is we sit here on a Tuesday and we still don't have clarity on exactly what the injury is and the exact timeline. We all know it's a serious injury. What are you hearing? Because it seems like we don't have an answer or won't have one at least until next week.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical of that, to be honest with you, fellas. I actually saw the Adam Schefter report about next week. I'm like, I don't know if it's going to take next week. I mean, we all understand how the body works. Swelling needs to go down. It's understandable why you even want, hell, even a third, maybe fourth opinion about this knee injury and the severity of it, because it is such a unique circumstance to how the injury occurred. It is definitely a contact injury. It's not like one of those non-contact where you can kind of tell pretty clearly that, hey, that's a tendon that sort of snaps or tears. Because of the way his knee moved and the fact that he had to get on a flight, of course, with the team, the idea of, hey, Maybe there's going to be, you know, a chance, however slim it is, of him maybe being able to come back in the regular season, maybe in the postseason. You know, that determines the factor of, like, when do you have the surgery? Is it better to have the surgery now? Is it better to wait a little bit? Because some players have done this before in the past where they say, hey, I actually want the surgery closer to the start of the offseason, and then I can work my way back up versus getting it immediately in the moment. So it's tough. We don't have all the answers. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But I also find it, too, that, like, we can learn something on, like, Thursday or Friday of this week. I don't know if we have to wait until next Monday. But these things, this is more complicated than anybody suggested or thought at the time, late Sunday evening. So we'll see where it goes. But I am a little skeptical that, based on the advancements of medical science, we should probably know Rasheed's situation probably by the end of this week.
You've covered the league for a while, and as you said, like, every single person's body and recovery is going to be different. But it feels like the Chiefs have had just more of these, like, unknown, complex type of injuries. Heck, look at the Hollywood Brown scenario. They were like, we've never really seen an NFL player that also then has had to have the surgery to fix the healing after. Like, it's just kind of weird how they always find themselves in these spots.
Yeah, and this is more damning than any opponent on the schedule, fellas. I think we don't know how this season is going to play out, right? We assume that the Chiefs will be in the postseason. Obviously, those are one-game sample sizes. You need to play your best when your best is needed, obviously. But the fact that – I just want to remind people, the front office did about as well as you could do under the constraints of the salary cap without necessarily mortgaging your future, right? The years of 2026, 2027, sure, when the salary cap is really supposed to balloon based on the new TV deals, and the fact that, like, Amazon's just going to take more games. We now have Netflix involved. Like, there's going to be money to be had, again, as Patrick Mahomes is still in his prime in 2026, 2027, 2028. So the front office said, hey, we're going to try to, like, really thread this needle of getting young talent with, you know, obviously Xavier Worthy, Kingsley Suamataia. We're going to take care of our two biggest positional needs. But also, man, Rasheed Rice is going to get better. Whoever you want to thank, maybe Roger Goodell most explicitly. Hey, based on Roger Goodell, he's not going to get suspended. So, like, cool. And then, by the way, we're going to get somebody who is better than what their market is. So they're on a prove-it deal. And if everything goes well, kind of like Juju Smith-Schuster a couple years ago, Hollywood Brown will be a guy who's going to have close to 900, 1,000 yards. And guess what, fellas? We're going to take the burden off of Travis Kelce's shoulders because he's going to turn 35, and we don't even really need him till, like, Thanksgiving. We don't really invest in the running back position. Guess what, guys? Isaiah Pacheco's hurt. Rasheed Rice is now hurt. Hollywood Brown is yet to play a snap outside of the first snap of the freaking preseason. And Kingsley Suamataia has been benched for a day more. So nothing has gone the way the front office planned for this to happen. And it's not going to be a credit to the stars, your Travis Kelce's, your Patrick Mahomes, your Chris Jones, and obviously an elite, above-average coaching staff to guide you through the rest of the season. But, man, this is the more damning thing to maybe prevent the Chiefs from doing something unprecedented, which is winning a third-straight Super Bowl, because they may actually not have the bodies necessary if this trend continues. They had one of, if not the best rosters when training camp began. But unfortunately, we may never even see that version of this team this year, which puts all of the pressure back on the stars to carry this team once again like they did, obviously, last year.
What do you think the team's willingness will be to turn the keys over to the wide receiver room to Xavier Worthy? It took them half a season to do it for Rasheed Rice. Are they willing to do that earlier with Worthy? Right now, Nate, I feel like he runs downfield really fast. He runs that mesh route really well, and they haven't really asked him to do anything else.
Hey! Don't forget about the end around reverse, right?
The end around, okay. And the carry. I was talking receiving routes, but that's fair.
Yeah. Hey, can we get him to do that twice against the New Orleans Saints on Monday night? They're gonna have to, fellas, especially once we know more details about Rasheed Rice's injury and whether or not he's going to be a possible return to play at some point later this season. They're going to have to do it because you can get away with it. And I want to remind the listeners about this. If you have a good coaching staff, you can get away with anything for a week. We just watched Jim Harbaugh with a god-awful roster be up 10-0 against the Chiefs on Sunday, right? Like, you can spitball something for a week, right? So that means, hey, Juju Smith-Schuster, Justin Watson, obviously Travis Kelce, and a lot of screens and a lot of handoffs to the likes of Samaje Perine and Kareem Hunt. You can get away with it for a week. It's a little bit helpful based on the schedule that their bye week is after Monday, right? So if you can spitball this thing for a week and start the season 5-0, then you have a bye week and another week to sort of increase the workload, the responsibility on someone like Xavier Worthy, who, as I remind people all the time, he's never missed a game in his college career. He has obviously not missed a game so far in his NFL career. He is more durable than you think, and he was playing all of the major wide receiver positions in college at Texas. So he has shown a track record of, if you give him more, he can actually do it and execute it at a high level. So, yes, he's in a certain role right now because that was the role he was supposed to be in with other healthy star players near him. But now, after the bye week, I think they're going to have to give him more routes, more responsibilities to make the offense as viable as possible so that you don't put everything on Travis Kelce when it gets to a critical third down.
We're talking to our Chiefs insider, Nate Taylor, here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll get back to the Royals here in about 6 minutes or so. Also, the band is lifted on the songs, and today seems like a great day for Pasquantino to be played. Cody's very happy about this, and today's a great day for it to happen with Vinny back in the lineup. But, Nate, in terms of the Chiefs wide receiver room, the trade deadline is pushed back even further this year with the rule change. A lot of fans and listeners texting in different names.
Yep.
If they were to trade for somebody, aren't we still like 3-4 weeks away?
Yes, sadly. Unfortunately, yeah. You need to spitball the hell out of this one against the New Orleans Saints, get through the bye week. Not great that they're playing the San Francisco 49ers the next game.
Although, who are they going to have left on their roster by that game?
Very true. But, hey, that's a tough game. Hopefully, Andy Reid on a bye week, that trend sort of continues. And, yeah, it's going to be after Halloween unless a team is so desperate to get rid of one of their receivers. You're going to have to negotiate this. It helps the Chiefs in some ways that you have a longer run-up to the trade deadline because more teams will have known whether they need to be sellers at the actual trade deadline. That was one of the reasons why the trade deadline got pushed back because some teams were still like, we're kind of on the fifth situation. We can't really make a decision because who knows, can we at least get 2 full months of the season to better evaluate our team and obviously our needs and our surpluses and what we, you know, should give up. Now, this is something that most fans don't consider, and I understand it because it's not really fun. What draft pick you giving up? I'm sorry, you have to give something to get something, and that is another hurdle for Brett Veach and his front office staff is that, like, hey man, third round picks are kind of valuable. And if you want to make a move, say next week, well, that pick allocation gets a lot higher than maybe it would if you're trying to squeeze the negotiation as much as you can before early November. It's going to be a difficult decision. I know Amari Cooper sounds cool.
Yeah.
I know DeMarcus Robinson's a name to put in the mix, especially if the Rams, take a dive over the next, couple weeks or so. Christian Kirk. Guys, no, stop it.
He's expensive. Look, the one that killed me yesterday, Nate, was when somebody tried to convince themselves Kadarius Toney would be an upgrade.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, bring him back. Bring him back.
I think personally they should trade for Justin Jefferson. That's just me,
Ooh.
Or can they just pre-draft that kid from Alabama, that 17-year-old?
Right. We just get his rights immediately.
Yeah, they can do it in baseball. Why can't we do it in football,
Yeah, we have traded such and such from an NIL money situation for the rights of
it's the Clark Hunt NIL fund. We'll just get it going early.
Yeah, he's Serena Williams' nephew, and he's 17 doing those kind of things, man. It's crazy.
Man, I can't imagine having your aunt be Serena Williams tweeting about your game in Alabama. My God, that is peak.
You're the youngest dude on the field dominating. It's wild, man. So as fun as it is, it's going to take a little bit of time, and it's probably not a name like maybe DeAndre Hopkins, because at least in that case, you know DeAndre Hopkins has at least thought about playing mm-hmm. with the Chiefs years sure. before, right? So you're going to need somebody who's not only capable but can obviously be a veteran enough to, like, learn on the go, essentially. It's going to be tough. It's exciting or intriguing, I should say. You never want a player to be injured when it leads to, like, you know, how is the rest of the position room going to hold up? But, yeah, as exciting as it might be for fans, it might take until around Halloween, right? I want to remind people that the Kadarius Toney trade, I believe, became official on, like, October 27th. So that's like a calendar window to start thinking about. Think about more of those October 28th, 29th, sure. and see if there's something that you can get done then. Another name that I've heard, just want to put it out there, it's the guy who got drafted after Sky Moore. He plays for Pittsburgh. Just saying.
Nate Taylor.
Are you willing to yeah. take on that headache?
Maybe.
George Pickens. Are you ready?
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Pickens, I liked him coming out of the draft.
Because he's a knucklehead.
Nate Taylor. Our Chiefs insider from The Athletic got enough to join us here on a Tuesday. We'll see you out here at Jefferson's tomorrow watching some Royals baseball.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.